And this is Tate Servance coming to you from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. This news update is brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team. Proudly serving the Thumb region, switch the bare internet from your local provider to AVS Broadband and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. A Huron County man is facing multiple felony charges following an early morning pursuit that ended in a bleep. Just after 2 a.m. on Wednesday, Huron County Sheriff's Deputy Alex Jobes observed an SUV fail to stop at the intersection of M-142 and M-19 in Verona Township, traveling about 55 miles per hour through the intersection. After stopping the vehicle on M-19 near Thompson Road, the driver initially pulled over but sped away as the deputy returned to his patrol vehicle. Authorities say a pursuit reached speeds of approximately 90 miles per hour before the SUV stopped at a residence in Ubley. The driver then attempted to run but was quickly taken into custody without further incident. Investigators later determined the suspect had multiple previous drunk driving convictions and was driving on a revoked license. He was lodged in Huron County Jail on preliminary charges of felony fleeing and eluding, operating while intoxicated, and driving while license revoked. The sheriff's office says additional or enhanced charges may be sought following review by the prosecutor's office. And the Bad Axe City Council tackled a full agenda during its July 20th meeting, approving several infrastructure projects and park improvements while also hearing public comments on a proposed marijuana ballot initiative. The council unanimously approved nearly $486,000 in payments to Nicole and Sons for the Soper Road paving project and authorized more than $217,000 for Aztec Asphalt's work on the South Hanselman Street project. Members also gave the green light to move forward with a new dog park at Wilcox Park. The project will include fencing, a waste station, benches or picnic tables, a water station with a budget of up to $19,000. The Department of Public Works also received approval to purchase a 2026 Bad Boy Renegade mower for $16,500. While council approved payment of more than $105,000 in city bills. A proposal to replace the city's phone system through Abadada Connect was temporarily put on hold. The council voted to seek additional quotes before making a final decision on the nearly $3,900 upfront purchase and ongoing monthly service cost. In public comments, a Bad Axe resident submitted signed petitions seeking to place a proposal allowing marijuana establishments within the city on the November 4th ballot for voter consideration. During commissioner comments, County Commissioner Hunt highlighted improvements in the county's financial position following an audit review, saying the fund balance has grown to roughly 20% of the annual budget. He also noted that a recall petition had been filed against him. The council also approved the annual citywide garage sales to coincide with the Huron County Fair, August 13th through 16th, and selected its preferred candidates for the Municipal League Workers' Compensation Fund Board. City officials remind residents that early voting for the August 4th primary election will be held at Wilcox Park from July 25th through August 2nd, between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. each day. And we will be right back after this message from our sponsor.
Depend on the AVS Tech Team to keep your data safe. If your home computer or business server fails, what important data is at risk? With data retention solutions from the Tech Team, your information is always protected and always accessible. These solutions safeguard important files from hardware failure, human error, or even natural disasters like fire and flood, so you don't have to worry about losing what matters most. Backed by professional local support, the Tech Team provides automatic, secure off-site storage with no extra equipment needed. making it simple and hassle-free to keep your data safe. Whether it's personal files, business documents, or critical records, they make sure everything is protected and easy to access when you need it. Keep your peace of mind at an affordable price. To learn more, contact the AVS Tech Team at 888-282-4943 or visit them in Pigeon or Sandusky to see how data retention solutions can protect you and your information.
And we are back, and that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.